Oh, there we go, and welcome to Revolution Radio. This is Nigel Booth, the reality coach, and welcome to the reality check. Welcome to the show, and today we have got a very, very special guest that I'm going to interview. This particular guy has inspired me for quite some time now and motivated me to do a whole load of things. He shared his story on various shows throughout the last sort of 18 months. And he also shared a story with me not too long ago where he was just explaining about how his last 2 years of changing life and sort of doing things differently has really started to pay off. Now, he is far from actually getting to where it is that he set, but what he has done is actually started to look back, reflect, and be able to see those steps that he's making or he's made and started to really see a real difference. So today we're going to be talking to him because one of the big things that we've actually talked about here on the show for a lot of the time is about actually starting something. How do we start? How do we talk about mental health? How do we talk about setting up a business? How do we talk about bum, bum, bum? And it almost seems to feel that for most of us, that first step, first couple of steps are really the hardest to do. But before we come on to that and talk to our very special guest, I'm going to go to the man in the chair, the captain, the producer of the show, the guy that actually without it wouldn't be happening. Glenn, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
You had a good week this week?
Yeah, it's been a busy one. Yeah, really busy, but a good week. I've done my business buzz meeting this morning that I host up in Kingsthorpe. So I always enjoy doing that, meet loads of people. And yeah, I've just been carrying on with our garden project. I've got a moat actually at the moment.
Right.
Not intentionally, but
An unintentional moat around the house.
Where we're kind of resetting the levels and the drainage and everything, but we've got this moat that's developed and we've been kind of joking about it that it's
you should set it up as a water feature.
Yeah. Well, we are putting a water feature in as well, but
but it's not going to be at the front of the house where this is.
No.
Excellent. Right, okay, well guys, I hope you grab yourself a bit of a coffee, or if you're driving and listening, listen up. Our guest today is no other than our producer, co-presenter, Glenn Thomason.
Yeah, that was a bit sneaky what you did there, wasn't it?
And I've got to be honest with you guys, Glenn had got no idea that we were going to be interviewing him until about 20, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, so yeah, he dropped this off. Well, actually, no, you should probably tell people that not only did you not tell me what we were doing, but you also made me believe that we had a guest coming in, and you said, look, you it's someone you know well, you know, you have a guest. Who do you think the guest is? And I'm trying to wrap my brain. I'm sending different names over of previous guests and people we've spoken to, and I was completely stumped, you know. And then I would never have guessed that you were talking about me.
So what I want to do is, because I think that your story is so inspirational as an individual, your energy that you have, and in the face of adversity, in the face of all of the ups and downs that you've had over these last 2 years, which I've shared with you, you know, there's been those times I know that we've sat and talked about, I don't know whether I can carry on, I don't know whether I should carry on, and then you do carry on, and then other things happen, and then I'm glad I've carried on. But the journey itself has been really, really difficult.
Yeah.
So what I would like to do throughout today's show is, because what I want to do with all of our listeners is we're trying to get you guys out there to actually take inspiration and to have that sort of kick up the bum a little bit. Say, okay, well, if Glenn can do this, if Nigel can do this, then I'm going to have a go myself. And that's what I want to talk about today, because it's not just getting to the end of something and it's not just starting it. It's actually sustaining that growth and the moving forward with steps. I just want to get a bit of a background from yourself, because you were employed, you're married, you know, life was going swimmingly well. Tell us a little bit about where you were prior to sort of changing your life completely.
Yeah, so I'd go back. Let's go back to the last time I was employed, basically. So I was employed up until around August 2020. Prior to that, worked for the same company for almost 10 years as working in insurance, same as what I do now, but for someone else. Enjoyed it. It was really, I think when I joined there back in 2011, I was kind of, quite new to the industry. I'd kind of done the personal line side, which is like your home and motor and car insurance. Mm-hmm. Home, motor, pet insurance, travel, that sort of thing. Hadn't really done any commercial, so business insurance for companies, making things or transporting things or whatever. So I learned a lot there. It was kind of, you know, working with somebody, sort of shadowing them and seeing how it all works. And then I moved into kind of an account exec role is what it's called. But essentially I had my own clients and I'd go out and see them and, you know, I'd build my own book of business, as we mm-hmm. call it in the industry. That was all going quite nicely. Obviously, like, wages increasing each year as I go mm-hmm. through and get more and more experienced.
Because you had almost everything, didn't you?
Yeah,
you
know? So I kind of, it's funny looking back because, and this is something I've only really thought about so much, it's almost like for quite a while I was kind of like struggling financially because, you know, like all of us, you know, you've got overheads and things to pay for. And there was myself and my wife, and my wife was kind of, she's been self-employed for longer than me, you see. So her income's always been that kind of, mm-hmm. you know, get paid so much one month, but maybe not so much the next month, depending on what you've done that month and what you were able to get in. So that put a lot of pressure on me, I suppose. And with, you know, there were times when we struggled financially, not as bad as some people, obviously, mm-hmm. but, you know, relative to our situation.
Yeah, of course.
And then in sort of getting on to like 2018, 19, 20, I really started ramping up in terms of I'd grown a decent size account so mm-hmm. I could push for bigger pay rise, bigger bonus, that type of thing, you know, and kind of, yeah, got to a point where I'd kind of surpassed my what I needed to pay the bills, if you like, and have a bit of spending money. Like I'd almost got to a kind of 50-50 scenario where, you know, half of my wages went on the bills and the other half I could literally just blow on whatever I wanted. And
wow,
that was a really, I didn't quite appreciate it. You know, I'm looking back now and I'm like, why didn't I just a little bit longer, holidays? Yeah. But, you know, that kind of, the mindset change that you get from that, you know, you're no longer, and I don't know if people can relate to this, you know, I was no longer going to the shop and counting up as you go around, you know, every time you put something in the basket, out how much,
making sure that you haven't got you know, more than what's in the bank.
I got beyond that, I'd get into, you know, you get into Tesco's with a trolley and just go for it
and just, like, throw everything
whatever
in.
And
what did that feel like? Because I think, you know, for a lot of our listeners and a lot of people that we talk about and talk to, they've been in those circumstances where life's good. Mm. We, you know, our mindset isn't preoccupied with the cost of something. It's not preoccupied with whether I should or whether I shouldn't. It's a case of I can, so I will. What did that feel like then?
It's funny, really, because looking back at it, it felt quite good. But now looking back, I know that I just got bored really quickly.
Right.
Like I felt like, I suppose in a way it was a goal that I was working towards and I achieved it. And then I instantly was like, okay, so what's next?
It's such an interesting word, bored. So I think that's so often that I hear that from people that have gone through exactly what you're going through. You've got the job, you've got money, you've got a lovely wife, you've got a home, you've got a nice car. And life was pretty, almost like being in heaven, you know.
Thanks, Nigel. Just to point out, like, that, as many of our listeners may be aware, this is a radio show that then becomes, you can re-listen to any of the previous shows as a podcast. And I edit those up and upload them for you to listen to. And it's always very difficult to cut the conversation where you link the songs to the topic of conversation.
Of course,
I like
it
you
is.
Keep me on my toes, right?
That's exactly what I'm here for, my friend.
Yeah.
To keep you, and I actually hope that the Reality Check as a radio show is keeping our listeners on their toes.
Oh yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing about this radio show for us, is that what we want to do for you guys out there, we want to just give you that little bit of an injection. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Like, I know you said at the start of the show, and I hear, you know, you hear this when people say stuff like, you're like, if I can do it, if Glenn can do it, you can do it. And I know, like, a lot of people are like, well, you know, what does that mean? You don't know me other than what you hear me talk about on the radio each week. But take it as that is the truth. That is the truth. I am no different to any of you sitting at home listening, and neither is anybody else. We're all capable. And I love that quote. What is it? The only limitations in this life are the limitations you put on yourself.
Like, absolutely.
If you can imagine it, you can do it.
You know, last
just
week,
a process.
Last week, we had an 11-year-old on board.
Mm.
You know, and when you actually start to look at what Aston is, he's written two books. You know, he's just been him. He's not trying to be something else. He's, you know, he has really got what I believe that, and I believe that he will hold on to this. You know, he's got an amazing parents that, you know, are making sure that he does. But it is getting to that point of being able to be who it is that we truly are.
Yeah.
So you got to the point where it almost looked like you were in heaven. And you got everything, and but you were bored. It's got to be a little bit like, you know, when if we were to sort of say to somebody, look, we want to go and send you to Miami Beach, and you can live in Miami Beach and work there. Obviously, it doesn't sound, you know, sounds brill, if you're, particularly if you're into the beach kind of life. But surely, at some point, you get bored of that too.
Yeah.
And I think that for me, it is all of the indicators is that, like, we have got to become and keep on becoming active and actually allowing our mind not to sort of suppress us, but to keep on pushing it and pushing it. So you got to the position where you're bored and you're thinking, and you use the word, I wanted to be in more control of my life, of what it is that I was doing with my time. You know, we have something ridiculous like 1,440 minutes per day. That's it.
Yeah.
And you want it to be in control of being able to control as many of those minutes as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So how were you feeling at that point of where you were deciding, I'm going to stop this and carry something else on?
Do you know what? I kept thinking about, and I always ask myself this question whenever I'm faced with like a choice, if you like. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I kept thinking, can I live with it? So I looked at it and I was like, I'm in this position. I'm comfortable. I could easily stay, blink, and another 10 years will go by while I'm working here. I'll be happy, money, whatever, a bit bored. But I was like, can I live with myself if in 10 years' time I go, oh God, I should have stepped away from this and started my own business, and that's what I, you know, I thought about it 10 years ago, but I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Would I forgive myself? And I kept coming, every time I asked myself that question, it kept coming back, no. And also, the other thing is, you then have to be rational, remove the emotion from it and be rational about it. What's the worst that can happen? I leave a company and start my own business and it doesn't work. I've still got the same skill set. If anything, I've not only got the same skill set, I've gone and done something that I've learned all sorts of different things about all sorts of functions of business that I wasn't exposed to as an employee because it was someone else's job.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you run your own business, you've got to kind of, it's a blessing and a curse. You know, you've got to kind of do everything. I have to do, you know, in the early days when the money's not there, you've got to do your own bookkeeping and you've got to sort your own IT out and you've got to do all these different things. So if anything, I've got a wider skill set than I had when I was an employee. So if it didn't work, just go back to what I was doing before on the same money, on the thing. But I'm not doing that.
We're talking about consistency and making that decision to say, okay, enough is enough. This is my time. We are quizzing and interrogating Glenn because you did what most of us are thinking about doing all the time, which is actually to start something new. So you had everything, you had a great job, everything in life, and then you got bored, which like most of us do, and it was a case of, okay, for the next thing, I'm going to set up my business. So here we are, and unfortunately, we haven't got a great deal of time, but today is about trying to get over to people as to sort of, you said, can I live with myself? It's a little bit like that old saying, isn't it? If I knew then what I know now, my life would be different.
Yeah.
That is on reflection.
Yeah.
But on projection, moving forward, I'm asking that question, can I live with myself in 10 years if I'm still there in 10 years' time doing what I'm doing now? And the answer was no. So you decided to hand in your notice, to take that leap of faith in yourself.
Yeah.
And you started up your own business. Now, that's taken up to now. It's been 2 years.
Three years, technically. But, well, nearly 3 years, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, and only a couple of weeks ago, you know, I had the pleasure, and it was an absolute pleasure, Glenn, to be on the other end of the telephone, feeling the energy that you can. And actually, what you were talking to me about at that particular point was an issue, was a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and something had happened with somebody you'd worked with. But you were so positive about it. There were so many lessons in it. There's so much learning from it, you know, and it was like, wow. And then you did go on to tell me, you know, a little bit about, you know, where you are in regards to the success that you aimed to get when you very first started. And you're about 20% of the way there, aren't you?
Yeah, towards sort of a goal that I've set. So I've talked on a radio before. I do goal setting and something that I've done for, well, since going on this journey, really. And it is a journey. I think that's one of the things that I just wanted to get across because we touched very early on and you said something about, you know, it's part of a journey. And I think that's really important thing to put out to people is that it's all too easy to focus on the end goal and forget that once you get there, it's instantaneous. You go, oh, I've done that, and you tick it. It's a moment, and you probably feel good short, and then afterwards the chemicals will deplete and you'll go back to normal.
Yep.
So it's important, and I have to keep reminding myself of this, even when the good days and bad days. There's days where, like you said earlier, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, have I made a massive mistake? You know, it was even like, there's been times when I'm like, I need to shut this down and go and get a job. This is not working. You know,
it's the conversations we've had.
And it's just talking that through and thinking, okay, I'll give it another few months. I'm going to try and make it work. And hopefully, you know, things will change. And it's hard, but the key is to focus on that journey, good and bad. It's that's where I've had the fun of it, the excitement, the highs and the lows. It's, you know.
So what we've got a couple of minutes at the most here. So what we want to do is to be able to sort of throw a message out to all of our listeners. What would you say to somebody, and whether this is somebody that is thinking of changing their employment, changing their relationship, changing their diet, changing their fitness levels, what message would you give to them that are sitting there probably same as you were 4 years ago, where you're just getting to that point thinking, I need to change something here? What would you say?
I'd say, I mean, it sounds really corny. I'd say just do it, or look into it, or if you've got to write it down in a journal, write down, just map it out. Even if you don't want to write it out in a page, do like a mind map. Look at what a mind map is. They're really powerful stuff. It's a bit like a spider diagram, but with additional levels to it. Look into it. Talk to people that are close to you. Chat it through with them. Do some, and there's so many good things online where, you know, you can look up like for new startups. There's loads of tools and resources. The British Business Bank is a great place to look. They have all sorts of templates for like the things that you'll need, because you'll need a business plan. But that's not, it sounds really scary, but it's not. It's just really, it's quite a good process to go on, because it makes you think about, okay, so how am I starting it? Where are my clients coming from? How am I going to make, you know, it makes you ask yourself the questions you need to ask yourself.
So what they're getting to is so that you're on an informed decisions.
Yeah. And you'll need that to get a bank account, or to get, you know, it's a process. But I think the main thing is speak to somebody who's done it, you know, and I extend that out to any of you listening, like, find me, I'm easy to find.
Guys, you have got the open invitation to connect on a personal level with Glenn, and he's happy to share everything with you. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I have thoroughly enjoyed today's show. We are going to carry on with part two of this in a couple of weeks' time, and we're going to talk more about what you've done over those last 3 years. But until then, thanks so much. And I know that you didn't know that you were doing this.
But I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good. And thank you for listening out there. And we will see you next week.